USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The death toll in the South Florida condo collapse is now 60. Miami-Dade's mayor saying the work at the site continues with speed and urgency despite switching to recovery mode. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis saying transitioning to a recovery operation was tough, but he promised that work will go on to identify every single person. A $4.5 billion settlement is being reached with Purdue Pharma concerning their alleged role in the opioid crisis. Massachusetts AG Maura Healey notes her office first pursued legal action against the Sackler family in 2015.
It was after hearing the cries of families across our state, people who lost sons and daughters and mothers and fathers to an opioid crisis fueled by the greed of one family.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Donald Trump is back with his Save America rallies, and Newsmax TV is covering them live. All other major cable networks won't carry them, but Newsmax will. Newsmax is fast becoming the number one choice for Americans who want to hear from President Trump. Newsmax is real news you can trust. You can get it on all major cable systems and streaming platforms. Newsmax even has a free app for your smartphone. So stay informed about Trump's rallies and big announcements by going to Newsmax.com and watching Newsmax TV. And make sure you sign up for Newsmax's Trump List. Get the latest on President Trump and his 2024 plans directly on your cell phone. Just text the word REMIND to 39747. That's REMIND to 39747. Help us take back America. Join the Trump List on Newsmax by texting REMIND to 39747. Big news is about to happen. Be the first to know with Newsmax. Send REMIND to 39747 now.
Tropical Storm Elsa brought lots of rain and wind to Florida, eventually making landfall in the northeast area of the state. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says the damage evaluation isn't as bad as originally thought.
In terms of any widespread damage, it came, there's some water, there's relatively modest wind, and then it moved through the state. And obviously, the further west it tracked, the less impacts that we saw here, which is something that we were obviously concerned about.
Officials are set to remove fencing around the U.S. Capitol.
Capitol Police will remove the remaining security fencing around the Capitol building starting on Friday. They say it could take 2 or 3 days to fully deconstruct, depending on the weather. Capitol Police say that the current threat environment and their department's ability to respond to those threats warrants removing the barriers. The building, however, is still closed to the public. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
If you have a hunch that some ice cream containers and other goods lining grocery store shelves in your pantry are getting smaller but not cheaper, it may not be all in your head. As the reopening economy struggles with pandemic-induced supply chain issues and soaring customer demand, some consumer advocates are ringing alarm bells over so-called shrinkflation.
Rather than explicitly increasing the price of a product, producers will instead change the size, usually making it slightly smaller. The conventional wisdom is that an explicit price increase might be noticed by consumers and they might react negatively to it, but a small decrease in size may not be as observable.
Steve Reed is an economist at the Bureau of Labor Statistics, that audio courtesy of ABC News. As far as what products are being downsized in some cases, Edgar Dworsky is a former assistant attorney general of Massachusetts.
Paper goods, cookies, snack crackers, margarine, hot dogs.
The latest data from the Consumer Price Index indicates that prices on everyday goods have jumped 5% over the last year, the largest one-year increase since August 2008. Game 2 of the NBA Finals tips off tonight just after 6 o'clock Pacific time. The Phoenix Suns lead the Milwaukee Bucks in the best-of-seven series 1-0. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.